Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast, The Transformation Blueprint. I'm your host, Mohammed Faraj. And today we're going to be talking about surrounding yourself with positive people and avoid negative people from your life. From my experience, I have experienced this a lot of time, and I used to be the same person before too. And nowadays, I noticed that many people are suffering or having the same issue during their daily life, where they care a lot about what people they say about themselves, or how people think about their personality, their behaviors, about their life. So I always try to avoid negative people from my life. I always try to surround myself with nice, good, positive people where I feel much energized, I feel much happier, I feel very confident when I surround myself with those people. So my goal in life is to make as many friends as possible, because I'm someone who loves people. I'm a very social person. I love to socialize with other people, learn from other people, and communicate with people who I like, who I care most. So I used to be someone who used to care about other people. So people, they always criticize. People like to analyze things about you. And in the reality is, it's just you. It's the person that you need to focus mostly, or most of the time. You need to focus on yourself only, and do not focus on what other people think about you or what other people say about you. Because in the reality is, many people don't know you. They don't know your heart. They don't know your mindset. They don't know the way you think about your life, because all they care is just about their opinions on how they think about you, or what they think that it should be in your life. So I had to build a new habit where I focus on myself only most of the time, and I do what I like to do, and always identify myself as a good, generous, kind, supportive people who love people, who love to make a change or make a big transformation in people's life. But not people realize this. Not people are aware of about my goals in life, about my values or my mindset, or the goals that I'm trying to achieve. And it doesn't matter, my friends, it doesn't matter what people think about you. The all it matters is how you identify yourself. The most thing that matter in your life is how you think about yourself, what kind of person you are, how much better you are now in your present compared to before. This is the most thing that matter, because people can criticize you, people can say negative about you, but it doesn't matter what they say, because they are not the one who is living your life. They are not the one who is paying your bills. They are not the ones that facing obstacles or challenges in life. They can give their opinions. They can say whatever they want. But at the end, it's you who is leading your life. It's you who runs the ship in your life. So I always recommend you guys to build a good habits, where one of the good habits can be like socializing. try to be out and meet with people in your community, at the gym or in your sport club or at work. Try to socialize and make good new friends where you think about them, where you care about them and they care about you too, where you meet them in restaurants or in a public places. And these people, they will energize you, they will help you, they will hold you accountable, they will ask about you when you get sick or when you feel like a little bit miserable or boring. People, they will support you, they will stand out for you when you need help. And try to remove people who takes your energy, who takes your time, who doesn't care a lot about you or your business or your goals. And the most important thing is to stick with your habit. When you build a good habit where you're not sitting home alone all day and just thinking about life or blaming or most time complaining about people or life, when you go out and meet nice good friends or good people, then you feel like you're much energized, you have refreshed your brain, you're thinking much more positive than just being alone home and not moving forward in your life. Always try to meet good people, communicate with them, try to listen to people's life, their opinions, discuss with them, listen to their ideas, what they do in their life, try to learn from their habits, try to learn from their experience in life, how they live their life. So that way you have a good balance in your life where you are not sitting all day home feeling miserable. Instead, you're outdoor meeting people, socializing, learning, and enhancing your spiritual life. So always try to make new friends, meet up with good, positive people. For example, a places that you can go where you meet good people who are positive, who are genuine, most time is places like a church or like, for example, sport places. I love sport places where I meet people and make friends. And I usually go to my local gym. I make friends there too. I meet new people who are training a lot, doing exercises. I try to learn from them, like how protein works in the body, how you build a new muscles, how much you need to train, how much you need to recover. So I learn a lot during the experience through socializing with people and meeting positive people, because it improves my personality. I become more confident person. I try to talk with people. I can sit with many people without feeling any anxious or feeling shy or anything. I get to be a better communicator, and by listening to people, by sharing my opinion or my ideas. So that's why I feel a big progress in my life and feeling the sense of the big transformation in my life. So that's it for this episode. I hope I was able to share some ideas and tips for you guys in order to make a big transformation in your life. Thank you so much for watching this episode, and I can't wait to publish a new episode in order to make a big change or transformation in your life. Thank you again for watching, and bye guys.